Kiss 108.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. Hey, good morning, everybody. Okay. You guys are going, every time we have an Ariana Grande thing, you have to bring up the story about how Ariana Grande's mother was hitting on me.
Yeah, it was glaring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, Ariana Grande, you know, well, if I, yeah, well, if I left my wife and married Ariana Grande's mother, then Ariana Grande would be my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, she would get a spanking, I'll tell you that. First thing.
That's so inappropriate.
That's gross.
You've been a bad girl.
Is that bad? He's in a bad girl.
Bring that ponytail over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, that wasn't me. That was Lisa said that.
Oh, the ponytail.
Yeah.
Your
behavior, I'm going to unclip that ponytail.
Yeah, that's right. You think that's your real hair? Is that a clip-on?
I think it's a clip-on.
No,
yeah.
Is that a clip-on
definitely
ponytail?
No, I don't know. She's got a lot going on there.
Okay, we're not talking about Ariana Grande anymore, although it is Ariana Grande Day.
Yeah, it's a good song.
They all sound the same. Can you really tell? See,
it's a very Ari song. Like, it sounds like her. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Remember Gay Jim used to be here years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was our producer before Bex and before Gandhi was Jim Clarkin, who used to call him Gay Jim. He didn't mind. It wasn't, like, behind his back or anything. And I used to say to him, how do you tell the difference between all these pop songs we play? He goes, you know those stupid 70s songs that you like?
Uh-huh.
They all sound the same to me, too.
Yeah, it's true.
And yeah, I know. It's really funny. Like, I'll listen to this and think this is a cool song.
Please come to Boston for the springtime.
And everybody else thinks, what is that?
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Not really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like there's this. Ugh. And then there's this.
Please come to Boston for.
Yeah. Isn't that sort of cute? You know, different eras. No, not cute at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even interesting at all.
No, there was always pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'd think of pop music when we were young, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds really cool. And Bex listens to it and it sounds really lame.
What would be your pop music? Like, if you think about your childhood, what's the artist that comes
well,
to mind?
Well, my childhood? Huh. Or like
your
20s? Coming up, my 20s.
Your 20s.
Wow.
20s. Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe Aerosmith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because Aerosmith.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Madonna was already grown up. Like, what else, Bill? Aerosmith.
Well, Springsteen.
Springsteen. Yeah.
See, that's pretty
early
cool.
Springsteen. Yeah. Give me some early Springsteen.
Yeah.
Springsteen's pop.
That's a good one. I forgot about that.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give me
like
an early one.
No, his early songs kind of.
Were poppy?
Yeah, like really? Blinded by the Light was poppish.
Baby, we were born to run.
Born to Run was like, that was like pre-Born to Run was like my 20s.
Wow.
You know, more like Growing Up or those songs. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, Justin doesn't even know what they are. Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, though, that Springsteen was like your Bieber.
Well, in my 20s, yeah.
Well, a different
our childhood.
Style of
oh,
music.
My God.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, Neil Sedaka or something.
Oh.
Who's
what,
that?
My childhood? Childhood?
Oh, child? Well, Beach Boys were big, if I recall, when I was really young.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't like
pop-ish
them.
And
yeah,
yeah, I wasn't a big Beach Boys guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were big pop music at the time.
Roll down the window and let the wind know that you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yep, and here's Bill's childhood.
Ba 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 ran.
Ba 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 ba.
Don't laugh.
I never liked the Beach Boys.
No, I wasn't a Beach Boys guy.
I wasn't a Beach Boys guy.
I was more like Temptations and.
Motown.
Yeah,
that was high school.
Motown, James and the Flames.
That's my high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's my high school.
Yeah.
It was 100%
Four Tops,
Motown.
Temptations.
Yeah, 100%. That's mine, too. That's high school. That kind of stands the test of time,
it
Motown.
Does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Bex, you would be into Motown.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Give me, like, My Guy or
My
know,
Girl,
songs.
Right? Is
it? Yeah.
My Girl.
Yeah, My Girl. I love that song.
Well, that's a different song.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
Wow. Okay, that's junior high.
Wow.
This is like pre-high school.
Yeah, that's...
Earth Angel.
Yeah, that's when you...
Angel.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
You went
with
to
who?
The dance and waited for the slow song so you could grind.
Yeah.
So you could grind? It's cold outside.
Now, see, that's Motown. That probably sounds... That doesn't sound that off to you, Bex.
No, because it's in films, though.
There's something about Motown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't think Earth Angel speaks to you.
No.
That's really old.
Although I just envisioned little Billy grinding at the dance.
You're going to the Friday night dance. On your way, you kind of knew who you wanted to grind with. You had your eye on her all night.
Yeah, kind of. Does it hurt your feelings that you peaked early? You haven't been grinding since.
I may have, but I think there was enough to go around.
Yeah.
Well, who was the girl with the big boobs?
Okay, that was just a one moment thing, and it wasn't me, it was my brother. But there were a lot of big breasted girls in the neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. Who says that?
Kind of a weird fantasy of yours. Childhood.
I know. What kind of neighborhood did you live in?
You live in a neighborhood?
I'm not making this
up.
It's a big breasted neighborhood?
Yeah, Elvira. Yeah, there was an Elvira. Whoa, what a set on her. Yeah.
What is wrong with
just
you?
Just saying. God, this
Elvira?
Is starting... Oh, yeah, Elvira, everybody liked Elvira.
That was a real person?
Oh, yeah.
Not the Elvira, the Halloween girl?
Right.
Who
oh,
didn't...
no.
That, you sure you're not
no,
thinking of her?
No, Elvira was beautiful. Portuguese girl.
Oh, no, lovely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Portuguese girls.
You know, Elvira, the mistress of the dark, is still around.
She no is. Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's alive?
Not only is she alive, she's still doing that thing.
No.
Posting.
Really?
She is.
What, she goes to, like, conventions?
Well, I don't know. She posts and stuff. Yeah. She looks pretty good for 70 or whatever she is.
Wow.
Well, if you prop them up enough. You know.
Okay. I think we should go do right now.
Go look it up on Instagram. I'm telling you, I bet she still posts.
I could see her at like Comic-Con or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's 70. God love her. But yeah.
No, she does. She has a lot of followers.
I told you.
Yeah, she has over 800,000 followers.
Okay, I told you.
Matt, you follow Elvira? The
mistress
of the
dark? I don't follow her. I just said, because it's Halloween and she keeps popping up on different things. Yeah. I think some of these pictures are old. I don't think she looks that good. You know, I'm just saying. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
This show has no discipline and I blame Bex.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have discipline on this show.
God.
Well, we were talking about the new Ariana Grande. That's why.
Yeah, how did we
oh,
get
that's
into
what started
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Bill and... Oh,
okay. All right. All right. Can we go now, please? It's time now for Right Now. Give me a call. 617-931-1108 is your phone number. You know how this works. Just tell me what's going on with you. Please don't say I have a funny story. I'll cut you off immediately. Just tell us what's going on right now. We don't want funny stories. If we wanted funny stories, Bill and I would talk. You know what I mean? We want to know what's going on with you in the present. Okay? 617-931-1108. Call me.
KISS 108. You text your mom.